Yael, Egyptian hieroglyphs look so strange. How did we ever figure out how to read them?
Well, Don, a French linguist named Jean-François Champollion solved the riddle in the 19th century.
But how in the world could he do it, since the ancient Egyptian language didn't survive?
Champollion used a stone slab found in an Egyptian town called Rosetta. It had the same inscription in two languages. One was Egyptian, written in two different scripts, one of which was hieroglyphic. The other one was Greek. Champollion could read Greek, and he used this knowledge to figure out how to read the hieroglyphs.
Today, scientists are searching for signals from extraterrestrial civilizations. If they ever find anything, they'll need to know how to decipher it and formulate a reply. Could Champollion's accomplishment help?
Maybe. In 2014, the SETI Institute held a conference on how to formulate a message that aliens could understand. An archaeologist named Paul Wasson spoke there, and he thought the Rosetta Stone has lessons to teach us about creating a message that aliens could decipher.
There's a problem, though. Champollion and the Egyptians both knew Greek. Extraterrestrials wouldn't know any human language at all. What could possibly take the role of Greek?
Math. Basic concepts in mathematics, like numbers and counting, might be universal. Astronomers know that the same laws of physics and chemistry apply throughout the universe. So, basic concepts of physics and chemistry might be universal, too.
But what if the aliens' minds work differently from ours? What if they use different concepts to understand physics than we do?
Nobody knows. If we find aliens, we'll just have to take our best shot.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.